Good morning, Alert Bait. This is a summary of the Alert Bait Council meeting that took place on November 23rd. Everybody was in attendance at the meeting, including Sarah Greer, who is a bylaw analyst hired part-time by the village. The meeting was called to order at the Legion at 5 o'clock, and we did all the regular stuff. We accepted the agenda, adopted the agenda, and accepted all the minutes from the previous meetings. There were no petitions or delegations. Old business, the Mount Waddington Regional Housing Needs Report that we now have copies of. It was moved and seconded that we accept that Mount Waddington Housing Needs Report dated September 2020, and that was carried. Correspondence for Action Island Health Medical Health Order, contact tracing at campgrounds, and that we do keep track of the information for the people that we have staying at the campsite. VHA Zoom video conference for an update on Island Health COVID response, Thursday, November 26th. And all the available Zoom participant lines are limited. Mayor Buchanan will watch that. Province of BC Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, new province-wide COVID restrictions. Information is referenced in the staff report portion of the meeting. Correspondence for information, the ICET, a plan to attract home-based knowledge workers to the North Island, Citizens for Quality Healthcare, follow-up information, and check listings. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Bylaws and policies, Lyle McNish, the CAO, and Sarah Greer gave a verbal update from the bylaw advisory group meeting. We actually read the first reading of two bylaws. One was to amend the building bylaw, and the second was the unsightly premises bylaw. Now, it was a bit odd that these documents came sort of complete to us rather than a recommendation, which I thought was what the bylaw advisory committee was supposed to do. But we were assured that there could be changes made to these bylaws. I would encourage anybody interested to attend the next meeting, which is in December 14th, I believe, and voice your concerns, because one of the bylaws is the building bylaw. We're going to have 8 inspections done on houses that are built. We proceeded on to council reports. Mayor Buchanan participated in a Skype presentation with Councillor Granger and the Cormorant Island Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. He attended the RDMW, the Regional District In-Camera Regular Board and Hospital Board meetings via Zoom. He attended the Regional District EOC meeting via Zoom, and he attended a Bylaw Advisory Group meeting, and he responded to numerous emails and telephone calls. Councillor Gordon attended a Zoom North Island Regional Emergency presentation that covered information from coroners, EMBC training, tsunami warnings, and highways. There was a discussion on more signage, possibly electronic signage, that would display the current road conditions to notify the public prior to driving down to Campbell River. That would be a good idea. During the windstorm, there were large timbers undermining the fishing dock near the Nimkish that's jointly owned by the Namgis First Nations and the Historic Alert Bay Development Corp. And the condition of the dock may be a liability issue. During the power outage, I kept in contact with BC Hydro and assisted with blocking off hazardous areas. He attended also an emergency meeting due to the power outage to assess what the needs were and plan for providing food for the residents who were without power. The topic of having backup generators was included in the meeting, and funding opportunities should be looked at. Councillor Hill suggested that the BC Lottery Corporation may be funding for this purpose. I had been reading about funding through the BC Gaming Commission, and I thought that we could apply for that as a joint project with Namgis. Councillor Granger participated in a Skype presentation with Mayor Buchanan and the Cormorant Island Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Talked to Public Works Foreman about the large trees on First Street and the proximity to the power lines and routes under the road. And she cooked for 2 days for the people without power. Attended a bylaw advisory group meeting. Councillor Hill, I did contact the local resident who wishes to donate a basketball hoop to the village, and he will be in touch when he has picked it up. That would be great for our young people to have a basketball hoop there. I spoke to a constable with the RCMP regarding the use of golf carts. We have endorsement from the village and from Namgoose Council. He had not looked into it at all, and this is about a two-month period. So I did call him back this Friday, and he was not in the office, and I left a message, and he did not contact me. So I'm going to be following up on that. I attended a Civic Info conference online for 2 days. That session was on housing and civic government. Councillor McGregor planned to attend the Namgoose Center of Excellence meeting, but due to power outage, it had to be rescheduled. And she attended a bylaw advisory group meeting and received a complaint regarding the burning of brush piles on Cedar Street. Staff reports, Kane Gordon Fire Chief. The fire crew assisted BC Hydro with blocking off roads and dangerous trees. Lyle McNish, the CAO, stated that BC Hydro does an assessment of dangerous trees annually. The burning of brush piles was a registered burn with the province. The Conservation Service, who deals with environmental concerns, he shut the burn down due to the distance requirements to buildings not being followed by the property owner. No further burning is permitted in this location. Fire practices have been stopped for the time being due to the new provincial health orders. Lyle McNish, CAO, COVID-19 Safe Restart Grant. It was a lengthy grant. We did receive a grant from the provincial government to cover extra costs that the COVID-19 procedures have entailed. So he was outlining all of this. There was a proposed initial budget of $96,619.89 in COVID-19 Safe Restart Grant costs in 2020, and we approved of that and carried. It was carried. It was moved and seconded also that the all activities in Alert Bay Community Hall be suspended until the end of 2020. There was no question period. We did have a motion to exclude the public. We had an issue we wanted to discuss in camera, and we did. And there was a report that arose out of those discussions. The bylaw analyst position has been extended on a part-time basis. And the meeting was adjourned at 6:20. So the next meeting is at the Legion, December 14th. And so it's, if you're interested in these bylaws, because we have already done a first reading, so these are going to become laws pretty quickly. And I think it's worth having a look at them and being at that meeting to voice your concerns. All right, thanks very much.